gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the what the hell are we going to talk about today of free speech? Because I don't know. It's been kind of a slow news cycle.
Did anything happen this weekend, Patrick? Because for me, I just sat there watching the news and it was just nothing.
Yeah, no, I was watching the European football matches or whatever they are. So I didn't even bother. But go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fund. It's to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719. Operators are standing by. Okay, so, yeah, of course, there was that little event in Pennsylvania where Trump almost got his head blown off. What do you want to start with?
Well, firstly, this is where I want to start, Patrick. And I don't think this is a controversial place to start. I think it's a good place to start. That assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, in my opinion, and it is my opinion, and I know a lot of people don't like Trump, but it wasn't just an assassination attempt. This was an era-defining moment. And in those era-defining moments, men have a choice. And that choice is, do they fundamentally grasp that moment, get hold of it, by the collar, and ride the tiger and make the most of it? Or do they fold like a wet paper towel? And I've got to say this. Donald Trump, in the moment, when possibly under the greatest pressure of his entire life, not just his political career, not just his business, but his whole life, he's under fire, he's been shot, that man not only grabbed the tiger by the neck, jumped on its back, but he rode it with such precision, force, and perfection, if you like, that it was just perfect for him to force his way up through the Secret Service people who botched protecting him, put his fist in the air defiantly and shout, "We fight." My gosh, I'll tell you what, that was something to me which was era defining. I don't know any other politician in the West, maybe Putin, but he's not, well, I say in the West, Putin's not in the West. I don't know any other politician in the world, other than maybe Vladimir Putin, who could have behaved in such a manner and pulled something like that off so perfectly. Trump dealt with that magnificently. And I know a lot of people don't like it. I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for saying this, but it was spectacular. And they always say, come the moment, come the man. I think you've heard that before. I hope you've heard that before. I'll sound like an idiot if you haven't heard that before now. But, you know, come the moment, come the man. And the moment came, and I think Trump rose to the occasion in a way that probably no other politician in the West ever would. It was spectacular. It was perfectly timed. And that image will probably go down in history alongside images such as the first man on the moon, Kennedy's assassination, and other things. And it will go down in history as this sort of seminal event that fundamentally, you know, he mastered. He mastered in a way that I don't think anyone else would. And I've got to say, I take my hat off to the guy. I salute him, because few men could have done what he did.
Right. No, I absolutely 100% agree. There are people who are going to say it's staged. We don't have to waste a whole lot of time on that.
No, I want to go into that later, Patrick. For the listener, me and Patrick never structure a show. We just do these. We go in and we talk. But that is something I'd like to talk about at some point, maybe later.
Come the moment, come the man, right? Isn't that what they say? But so there are people who will say, oh, the whole thing was staged. I'll tell you what. So Trump, with blood all over his face, pumping his fist, telling the Secret Service, no, wait, ordering the Secret Service to stop so he can connect with the crowd And then the crowd connecting back. Now, Trump had no idea that, one of the guys behind him got his head blown off. There's no way he could have known that. But, you know, he did that. The crowd probably didn't know it either, with the exception of the people right around the killed person. And they start chanting USA, USA. And I'm not a big fan of the USA chant, but that was something that was moving. That was really moving to probably the bulk of the people in the country, and to the people it wasn't moving to, it was probably terrifying for some of these people. But I'll tell you why it wasn't staged. Because, you know, Trump, he gets hit in the ear, grabs his ear, hits the deck. The Secret Service didn't push him down. He hits the deck, and then and they surround him, and then you can hear on the audio they're saying, "Okay, shooter's down, shooter's down," and they try to get him up a couple of times, and they were screwing up. The Secret Service was really screwed up. But at any rate, when they get him up, when they haul him up to his feet, he's saying, I got to get my shoes. I got to get my shoes three times, which I think was funny. And then they start pulling him away. He says, wait. And then he does the fist pumps, and it's the fist pumps that are going to be that's iconic. And it is one of the most iconic events of my life. You mentioned the guy getting off, Neil Armstrong coming down the ladder. It is that iconic. And it comes a week after Joe Biden's blank stare, mouth gaped, as he's just confused on a debate stage. So I'll tell you, there's a lot of significance here. And what shouldn't be lost on people is this massive amount of political capital that Trump gained. Now, I've been critical of him for taking all this money from or agreeing to take this money from Miriam Adelson and all this shilling for Israel. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but Trump doesn't need any Miriam Adelson's money anymore. He doesn't need anybody's money anymore. This very well could propel him to, a landslide victory where he doesn't need people's money. He doesn't need to sell off anything. And it could give him true independence. I'm not saying it will, but it could. What do you think about that?
I think this puts him on a different level, altogether a different level. It's kind of like he was above Biden anyway. But this is sort of an ascension, if you like. I don't know if you've ever seen, I know you're a fan of Japanese culture. I don't know if you've ever seen Dragon Ball Z, but for
Goku. Every day, Muhammad Ali used to say, "You are what you are thinking of." And that's why I'm always thinking of Goku.
Well, if you've watched Dragon Ball Z, these guys undergo transformations. They ascend to a higher level. They go from being these aliens called Saiyans to being Super Saiyan. And it was almost like in that moment, Trump ascended. He went from being powerful to just being on this whole new level. Now, he'd obviously crushed Biden in the first debate. He's become this outlaw politician. And let's face it, why do Americans like Westerns? They like Westerns because of the outlaws. They love that outlaw Western frontiersman. It's part of the American spirit. And Trump beforehand was basically the outlaw politician. But he's not just an outlaw politician now, is he? He's an outlaw politician that's ascended to a whole new level. And this the picture couldn't have even been more perfect. You know, his ears bleeding, but the blood smeared across his face. The Secret Service people look impotent compared to him. You think if somebody had opened fire, those guys would have been cut to pieces, and Trump would have just walked through the gunfire like some kind of superhero. And I look at this and think to myself, could this be any more of a perfect storm? The botched legal offensive, which turned him into this outlaw, the mugshot that is the most famous mugshot in US history. You've then got Biden collapsing by the day, complete confusion within the Democratic camp. You've got Biden completely fluffing the first debate you know, in street, you know, in the terms of sort of like Mortal Kombat, you know, that the announcer would have said flawless victory at the end of the first debate, as if Trump had literally just gutted his opponent. And the amazing thing about this is during that debate, Trump was old Trump. He was that witty, lighthearted, smiling, like in the presidential debates against Biden the first time around, when Biden was standing against Trump, Trump wasn't as good as he was in 2016. Trump has got that 2016 energy again, but on steroids, you know, to the factor of 10. And this is just, you know, if you ask me, which you are doing, because obviously I'm here as the guest on the show, this is, you know, basically Trump at his best, but to a level that we've never seen before. And I've got to say, I am happy. You can tell I'm happy by my tone. You can tell that I'm pleased about this. And I'm pleased about this because I think this is going to be something that goes down in history. And I think it's going to set Trump free, or could set him free, from any kind of political control. Because once you take a bullet and survive it in that fashion, you become almost mythical, don't you? And that's where we're headed. We're headed to, you know, mythical Trump. And people used to call him before this, jokingly, people used to call him God Emperor Trump. Well, he's kind of proving them right. And I've got to say, I very much enjoy this.
Yeah. And I've been critical of him lately, and you know, I don't pull back any of that, and I don't know how this is going to turn out, but that, I mean, that was just absolutely amazing, because he's been, for 9 years, he has been subject to so much attack, just, you know, not just the daily criticism, the Mueller investigation, which I call the Jew d'etat, where they're investigating him over such complete bullhonk. It was all nonsense. You know, they said Putin got him elected with absolutely nothing, but they'd always get half the country to go along with them. The two impeachments, the election. Oh, you know, if he said it was a rigged election, how can you? It's the most secure election we ever had. It was just mail in balloting. Mail in balloting. What could be more secure than having a bunch of unguarded drop boxes for ballots, and then postal workers carrying them around, and all, you know, and if he made any complaint about it, and then the January 6th, and then his home is raided. They even raid his wife's dresser drawers. They arrest him over and over. They sue him because some batty old lady, older than him, says that sometime in the 90s, I can't remember when, he tried to rape me in a store somewhere. I can't remember exactly when or where, but and then he's supposed to pay her millions of dollars, $100 million, and then trying to throw him in jail with these convictions, when it looks like there's a chance he might actually go to jail. The Democrats introduced legislation to take away Secret Service protection from felons so that he can be Epstein'd in jail. I mean, after all of this, and then finally, who shoots him? I mean, was this, you certainly, after all of that, you cannot put the a possible assassination conspiracy beyond these people. It's possible that they're so inept and they did so many diversity hires that maybe there was, this is just one kid's plot and he carried it out. It's possible. But when you look at all of the malice that these people have had towards him and everything they've done, this is what you know, people need to look into. It's very plausible that there was a stand down order. It's plausible that this kid was somehow a patsy or set up by, you know, he was lured into this, just like the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. So what do you think about this? I know it's at this point it's all speculation, but if you're
I don't think it is speculation, Patrick. I actually don't think it is speculation, and I'll tell you why I don't think it's speculation. Something very, very irregular went on there, and I'm not just saying that either. This isn't, you know, this isn't just sort of, I'm not just theory crafting here. For somebody, when you see these political events, there are a number of ways people can get to a candidate. The first, which is probably actually more difficult to prevent, is somebody hiding an article on their person and getting up close, then discharging that item. Article. Now, if it's a knife or something, well, you know, if somebody starts to charge the stage, that's where you have close protection. But if somebody has a gun and they get to the front or the second row and they pull it out and they get a clear shot, that's one way. The other way is, well, there's three ways actually, isn't there? There's some kind of explosive device. There's something which is, you know, remote. There's something that's close and personal, which we just discussed. The remote things are dealt with, obviously, by, you know, bomb detectors. They're dealt with by metal detectors, you know, by people having their bags searched, etc. You have the close protection, and that's to stop your close people. But the third is actually people from a distance. Now, I am well aware that there are snipers out there that can hit people from up to a mile away or more, like the best snipers in the world. But generally speaking, that's a very difficult shot to make. You'd have to be a professional, etc. So then you get people who are gun enthusiasts that are good at what you would call ranged fire, so probably 100 meters or more. And there's plenty of people in America that are good at ranged fire, that go hunting, that regularly use firing ranges, etc., etc., etc. But ranged shooters usually have to fire from windows, rooftops, raised areas to get the elevation they need for a good shot. And that guy was on a roof. And there were clearly Secret Service personnel snipers around. They were clearly on rooftops. They were clearly in positions where they could discharge their weapons. Now, what I'm getting to is for him to get on the roof, to get his weapon set up and discharge the number of bullets he managed to discharge, at that point, one has to say, hey, something here is not quite right. Something here does not add up, because it would be very, very irregular for, and Secret Service snipers are people who are experts. You know, you don't just get people who've never fired a gun. These will be people who are probably involved in specialist units in the military, people who have got a number of confirmed kills from great distances, who will be absolutely adept at looking for the slightest movement amongst grass or hedges or bushes. You know, they will notice anything out of place and be able to react much more quickly than you or I could, or most of your viewers, listeners will be able to imagine, like something out of a computer game almost. These guys are absolutely fluid with their weapons. So to imagine that some kid managed to get on a roof, lug a gun up there, get set up and take, I think it was 8 very accurate shots, one that hit the target without any one of these specialist snipers even reacting, that is very odd. And then for them to only kill him once he's discharged 8 shots is even more strange, which leads me to a conclusion, which may be correct, may be incorrect, but it leads me to the following conclusion, Patrick.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
And then for them to only kill him once he's discharged 8 shots is even more strange, which leads me to a conclusion, which may be correct, may be incorrect, but it leads me to the following conclusion, Patrick. Somebody somewhere may well have asked the professionals guarding Trump to basically not completely stand down, but to let the shooter get shots off, which would likely be fatal, and then silence the shooter. So that is what I think has happened. I think there has been an attempt to basically let this happen. And then afterwards, you know, the Secret Service sniper would have, you know, hit the guy, taken him out, taken care of business. It's all over. You know, he's not there to ever give his version of events. You know, we'll never find out what radicalized him. But the job is done. Trump is dead. The shooter's dead. And you're in a JFK situation where no one's any the wiser. And I think that is most likely what was going on here.
Mm-hmm. So that's a scenario. Most of the scenarios are pretty bad. There are some things we know. I don't know. Have you seen the BBC reporter who interviewed the witness with red hair? And this was while it was still daylight.
So no, I haven't. What did they say?
Goodness. So this had to be within an hour, probably maybe within half an hour of the shooting. There was a BBC reporter and he was talking to somebody who was this was at the Butler Farm. What was it called? Butler Farm Show. It's in Butler County, north of Pittsburgh, and it's not particularly large, but it does have its own airstrip, which is, you know, why it would have been attractive for Trump, because he could fly right in there, get in and out easily. And it's not a particularly big venue. Well, I mean, when I say it's not particularly big, I mean, it's got lots of area, but it doesn't have lots of buildings. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. There are a few buildings here and there. And so this guy with red hair, he's about 30 years old. He had a red beard and really bright red hair. He's wearing a Trump visor, and he was being interviewed. And he either lived or worked very close by, and he and some of his friends, without going into the venue proper and going through the security, they decided that they'd have a little cookout across the street. And then when Trump started talking, they'd mosey close to the perimeter so that they could hear him. They wouldn't be able to see him, but they could hear him. Well, that was right by where the building where the attempted assassin climbed onto the roof, and they saw him on the roof. And, you know, this is 150 yards from where Trump was speaking, but technically outside the security perimeter. And so they were yelling at the local police or the Secret Service. They were yelling for like 3 or 4 minutes, he was saying, to get their attention. So you've got that person said that. A little bit later in the evening, somebody else was interviewed and was saying something similar, that they were trying to get the attention of police or security. And then there's another video immediately before the shooting started. There's a video where you can hear several people shouting, "He's got a gun, he's on the roof, he's got a gun, he's on the roof." So you got that. One other video that's very interesting. This is one of the angles of Trump speaking right before the shooting. And he's talking about, you know, Joe Biden, and he's pointing to statistics about there's a giant screen. He's pointing to statistics about illegal immigrants. And what you can see is behind Trump, there is a building, and on the building, there are two Secret Service snipers. And they are pointing, they're already, one has a tripod, one doesn't, and they're already pointing their weapons. According to Don Advo, he said it was a full 46 seconds, but they are already pointing their weapons in the direction of the building where the shots wound up coming from. And so there, at a minimum, 46 seconds beforehand, there were people in the Secret Service, these snipers, who were aware of a threat from that direction. Now, I know I have a certain amount of personal experience with Secret Service, observing them, having gone to these rallies, having gone to other political speeches, and then also in the 1980s, having been on Jesse Jackson's campaign. Jesse Jackson had Secret Service protection. He would come to the office sometimes. I saw these people up close. They all wear earpieces. They're always in communication with each other. So if one person knows there's a threat, within seconds, the whole team has to know that there's a threat. So the team had to know that there was a threat, you know, at least 40 seconds prior to the shooting. And yet they didn't evacuate Trump from the stage. The first thing they should have done is evacuate Trump from the stage. They can't necessarily just go shoot the moment they think there's a threat from somewhere. But the first thing, but they immediately need to evacuate Trump from the stage, and that wouldn't be unprecedented. He got evacuated from the stage a few months ago for like a false warning, and yet they didn't. So this is either a massive failing. It's kind of hard to understand how you could have such a massive failing without somebody.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
So this is either a massive failing. It's kind of hard to understand how you could have such a massive failing without somebody being more than simply negligent. So that's some video evidence that's out there that anybody can see, and I'm just throwing that out there at you, Mark. What do you think?
I think there is a very, very good case to be made for the fact that this was meant to be something that was allowed to go ahead. And one thing that is very interesting is I've seen sort of shots of the area where the guy was. It wasn't a concealed place. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you're in a window and you've got blinds down and you set up your rifle, you open the window, the blinds are down, you could position yourself in such a way that you could fire without actually being seen until the first shot is fired. And at that point, you know, the muzzle flash, etc., becomes blatantly obvious to anybody. And everyone's like, oh my God, there's a shooter. We think they're in that window. But until that point, nobody spots the shooter, right? But in this case, there was no way he wouldn't have been seen. What's more, the style of roof that he was on, it would have been so clear to anybody because it would break the skyline. You would see a person on that roof, and immediately that would draw a large degree of attention. especially from trained operatives. I mean, like you say, normal people are saying that they saw this and they were saying, oh, there's a man on the roof. There's a man on a roof with a gun. You know, and I can believe this. I can actually believe this because it does look, you know, to be the sort of place where you wouldn't be able to camouflage a shooter. You wouldn't be able to say, well, hey, you know, this guy on the roof is completely, you know, incognito up there, because it's not that kind of thing. It's not a roof that's hidden by a tree line. It wasn't a roof which, you know, had a window that you could, you know, potentially, you know, the sort of roof I mean, where it's got like a, some roofs, you get up onto the roof through sort of a door, don't you? There's like a stairwell that gets you up onto the roof. It didn't look like that. It didn't look like there was anywhere for him to hide or emerge from.
He went up a ladder.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So exactly what I mean. So you're coming up a ladder. That is very, very, very different to, you know, stepping out of a door from a stairwell onto the roof. And I don't want to get into mad conspiracies, but it doesn't look good for the Secret Service, does it? This looks as if, you know, a progressive Secret Service were, you know, intentionally allowing somebody to bump off a presidential candidate. That I don't see how anyone could see it in any other way. Now, obviously, we can't say this for sure. And the reason we can't say this for sure is because you and I both well know that in today's world, getting, you know, good people to do a job is difficult. And there are always mistakes that are made. People sometimes don't have their minds on the job. You know, you don't know. You know, there could be an agent who is meant to be watching that particular place. And, you know, his pregnant girlfriend has, you know, texted him 2 hours before saying, I'm leaving you. And, you know, when you get home, the keys will be in the mailbox. See you later. And his head's not there. I'm not making excuses, but things like that do happen. There are things that we will not be, you know, aware of that could mean that somebody's head wasn't in the game, so to speak. But that's, you know, reaching a little bit. You know, that's trying to make an excuse. And you know, human error does happen. But for this to be a human error, there would have to be serious questions asked as to the ability of the man who is on duty. And I can't see how anybody like that would be able to continue to serve in that position, because it was just so obvious, you know, so blatantly obvious, that the first conclusion that you would come to when it's that obvious is, firstly, that it was intentional. And secondly, if it wasn't intentional, the man in question would have to be going through something, some sort of personal crisis, to miss something like that. Just be not on the ball. You know, that's all you can say, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are plausible, maybe even just barely plausible excuses that can be made for this aspect or that aspect, for this person, for that person. But when you look at it in toto, it's really, really hard. And I keep coming back to the fact that that members of the team, and the team is supposed to be in communication. Now, I've seen these people up close, and they've always got the sunglasses on so that they can look at wherever they want without people knowing where they're looking. And they've always got the earpiece in. And they're in communication. I've seen this. And if members of the team know that there's a risk, then Trump should have been whisked off the stage. And like I say, I know it happened earlier this year. He got whisked off the stage for something. It was a false alarm, but no harm was done. And that would be no big deal. He didn't get whisked off the stage. And yet members of the team knew that there was a threat at least, you know, 40 seconds earlier. And you can see in the video, why would these the snipers be pointing their rifle in this direction? Here's something else, and this didn't come out immediately, but it's come out now. The AP has reported it, and other news sites have reported it, that a not a Secret Service agent, but a local police officer, climbed up the ladder himself, and confronted the shooter within a minute maybe it was within seconds before the shooting, and the shooter supposedly pointed his rifle at the policeman on the ladder, who either fell down or climbed back down. And this may have been immediately before the shooting, and it may have cost the would-be assassin his good clean shot. Maybe he had to rush it after that, knowing that he had been detected. There is, you know, there's the possibility that the snipers might have known that a policeman was going to climb on the roof and might have withheld their fire longer than they did because they didn't want to shoot a policeman. You know, there are these types of things that can explain this aspect or that aspect, but taken in total, this is just such a massive failure. You know, you could talk about diversity hires. The head of the Secret Service is a woman. She was with the Secret Service. She did a career with the Secret Service, and she left it and was the head of corporate security at Pepsi Cola. But her emphasis has been on diversity hires. She's pledged to make the Secret Service 30% women by 2030. Well, there were a lot of women there. This was weird. You saw these women who seemed completely inept, short and fat, and unable to reholster a pistol in one case. They are not the Secret Service people that I used to see back in the 80s or since then. There's this whole ineptitude thing going on. But even with all the excuses that you want to put together, it's really hard not to think that there weren't people involved in trying to allow this to happen. And, you know, one more thing, why didn't they swarm around Trump? Well, I don't know. What if you know that Trump is supposed to be shot? Would you want to swarm around him before he's been shot? I don't know about that. So, I mean, there's just an awful lot here. I'll kick it back to you, Mark.
Well, I think the diversity hire thing on ground level. So there's two things here. The first one we've discussed, which is why, you know, how the rooftop, the Secret Service rooftop snipers themselves, the guys that are meant to be giving, you know, cover to the likes of Trump, they did not do their job. I think we agree on that. Yes?
Oh, right.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. They did not do their job. Okay? So that's the first thing that we've got to say. Now, the second thing that we've got to say is there is obviously, very obviously, something to be said here about diversity. And what can be said here about diversity is that the female officers, security agents, whatever you want to call them, were an absolute, complete, an utter disaster. You know, nothing good can be said about them. You saw women who were clearly cowering and, you know, scared for their lives. You saw women who were not up to the job in any way. They were literally cowering for their lives, and they're meant to be the women. You know, they're meant to be the operatives protecting Trump, but they were cowering. They couldn't use their weapons. They didn't know what to do. And look, I understand that the natural reaction of somebody when to be under fire is to cower. That's your first thing, is to protect yourself. The first thing that for you to do is to ensure that you survive. That is the overriding natural instinct of any human being in one of these situations, is how do I survive this? And it's not something that is a conscious decision. In fact, it's a response. However, and this is what I'm getting to, however, and there is a big however here, these women are paid, or Secret Service agents in general, not just the women, but they are paid to override that. They are meant to be the best of the best of the best of the best, and they are meant to override that. They are meant to be able to go against that instinct and put themselves at risk in order to protect the target that they're protecting. They are meant to be, I'm not going to say superhuman, but they are meant to be above normal human responses. So when the bullets start flying, you expect members of the public to hit the deck. You expect the target to hit the deck. You might even expect police officers and other first responders to hit the deck. But the people that don't hit the deck, the people that when under fire scramble and do the unthinkable, that's your Secret Service agents. That's what they're paid to do. But they're not just paid to do it. They're selected to do it. There will be exercises where Secret Service agents are put through training to ensure that if the time ever comes, and you've got to remember, in some ways, being a Secret Service agent is a scary job. But in other ways, it's a very cushy job, because for these agents, in some respect, you know, many of them will never see an active shooter situation. These things are rare. You know, they're rare. You know, don't forget that these are rare situations. But in those rare situations, those are meant to be the men and women that perform in a way that normal people simply couldn't understand. And these guys did the opposite. These guys acted like some, you know, mom doing her shopping at Walmart. You know, the bags are on the floor. She's cowering, gibbering. It's a complete mess. And then you look at the physical state of them. They're fat, little, umpa-lumpa women that are not up to the job. Now, Secret Service agents are meant to be seriously physically fit. Again, the best of the best of the best of the best. You know, these are the pinnacle of law enforcement. That's why they do this job. That's why they look after presidents. That's why they look after candidates at election times and ex-presidents. You know, that is what they are meant to be doing. But these guys didn't do that. In fact, they did quite the opposite. Under that immense pressure that I am talking about, these guys completely caved. They absolutely caved. They couldn't do it. They didn't know what to do. They were lost. And at that point, you've got to ask yourself, well, should they be doing the job? And the answer's no. But this is what happens when you get diversity hires. And you can see the different reactions on that stage between males and females. And for a long time, things like Secret Service agencies, they would, you know, they would employ men only. Why? Well, I think we can all see why. It's pretty obvious why. It's a job that a man would do. It's a masculine role, but not anymore. Now it's a role that has to include women. You know, I'm sure it would have to include eventually disabled people. And I'm not even joking there. You know, that'll be the next thing. You know, why we need disabled Secret Service agents. And at that point, you're on a complete hiding to nothing, aren't you? At that point, you're basically done, aren't you? Put a fork in me, I'm done. You know, these people are not going to be the ones that actually save lives. They're not. Right. They're not up to it. And this is something that this whole event has shone lights on so many inefficiencies, failings, whether that be failings by design or failings by bad policy making. But it doesn't look good for the Secret Service. And the only one who's come out of this a winner is Trump. And I'll tell you what, if you're a believer in the deep state and in the idea that there is a conspiracy against Donald Trump by the powers that be who want to silence him, who don't want him standing in this election, well, boom, what are you going to be thinking at the end of all this? You're going to be thinking at the end of all this, there is absolutely, you know, I'm vindicated in thinking those things. There is huge vindication for anyone now who believes that Donald Trump, you know, is this outsider that they are literally trying at any cost to stop. And what makes this even worse is the Democrats have more or less said that. The Democrats have more or less said, you know, Trump must be stopped at any cost. They've more or less said that, you know, the absolute desperation that oozes from their camp is now on show for everyone to see. They don't know what they're doing. And now, you know, you're going to have people saying, well, they don't know what they're doing. Would they stoop to this? Is this something they would do? Well, they've been joking about it. And I say people can't see me doing the inverted commas because it's a radio show, but they've been joking about it. You know, where do you go? But there are people who think this was all a conspiracy theory and this is all pageantry. What do you say to that, Patrick?
Yeah. No, I mean, okay. So Trump got hit with a bullet. You want to say he didn't get hit with a bullet? Well, okay. Somebody right behind him got his head blown off. And the thing is, I've been on the, you know, you could say, oh, well, they're all crisis actors. No, they're not. I've been on that stage behind Trump. I've been to several rallies. And once I was on the stage behind him, about, I don't know, 10 or 15 people down from Black Trump guy, who's always there. Black Trump guy is always there behind Trump. But I've been up on that stage. And these are just regular people. If you get there early enough, you can get on the stage behind him. And you're not going to get 10,000 crisis actors all to give false testimony that somebody really died.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
And these are just regular people. If you get there early enough, you can get on the stage behind him. And you're not going to get 10,000 crisis actors all to give false testimony that somebody really died. Okay, so this really happened, and somebody really died, two other people really got shot. There are thousands and thousands of normie rando witnesses to this. He got shot. They tried to kill him. And like we said at the beginning of the show, this could really transform things. He responded in such a heroic way. okay, you know, you could say, oh, well, yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to make sure he's going to win the election so that he can send all the white people to fight for Israel. But the thing is, what they've done is they have given him political capital that is no longer dependent on anybody else. It's all his. This heroism is all his. He doesn't need people anymore. He doesn't need donors anymore. And so he's been completely freed. I don't see any way that you could say that this was fake. We've only got a minute or so left. What do you think, Mark?
Look, I agree. I think these things where I think we're moving into a difficult time where whatever happens, there are a selection of people online who claim everything is a false flag. So everything is a false flag. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all fake. You know, everything is a false flag. And I've got to say this, that is something that I think people say fundamentally when they live in a bubble, and it strengthens them. It makes them feel powerful. Everything's fake, and they're the only ones who can see how fake it is. Yeah. And I think that's a dangerous place to be. I think this was real. I think this has changed the election fundamentally. And I think it's changed the political, I think it's changed the entire political situation. I think Trump is now in a position that really no other politician has been in. And I think at this point, you've got to say, it's his election to lose, isn't it?
Yeah. And he could screw everything up. He could. But, you know, you think of Putin.
He could.
And that might even be keeping in character with him. But you think of Putin. Putin was put into the prime ministership of the Russian Republic by Jewish oligarchs, and he was supposed to save them. Once he gained kind of hero status of his own, once he gained his own political capital, largely by taking on Chechen terrorism, then he turned on them. He didn't need puppet masters anymore. And Trump is in that position. Whether he will do the same thing or not, I can't say. But he is in a position now where he doesn't need any big money from anybody. We'll see what he does with it. Thank you so much for joining me, Mark.
Thank you, my friend. Look, it's been a great show. Very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. And where do people find you?
Find me in all the usual places, Patrick. They find me on Odyssey. They find me on Entropy. They find me on Rumble. They find me on Telegram. They find me on Gab. Here, there, and everywhere, but not on YouTube or any mainstream place.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National People Radio.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.